48 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Neuvon House of Lawrence, which offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NeuvonHouse.com. And there's the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, conductor Thomas Shippers, and music from an opera by Samuel Barber, one that I wasn't quite familiar with until hearing that intermezzo. Intermezzo from the 1958 opera called Vanessa, which told the story of a woman awaiting forlornly an old lover from decades earlier in her life. The Columbia Symphony getting things started in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to have joined you. The music continues on a Monday afternoon. We'll hear a little suite later from a French lutenist of the 1600s. From Robert de Vise, a suite for two theorbos, which is essentially a large bass lute. It gives a very deep and rich sound, and we'll get a taste of that a bit later, along with the Ulster Orchestra and a tone poem from Arnold Bax that should put us in mind of warmer times. We'll hear summer music a bit later on. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and conductor Ton Koopman, they've got our next performance. From the catalog of essential and standard works by Mozart, we'll enjoy Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a little night music at the height of daytime. Next on Kansas Public Radio. That most famous of Mozart's serenades, Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a little night music, performed by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, led by Ton Koopman, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:31 now. Still to come, the Ulster Orchestra, with music by Sir Arnold Bax, a tone poem that evokes a much warmer time. We'll hear summer music in just a short time here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Archivist of the United States Colleen Chogan at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture, January 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Right now on the KU campus, 11 degrees. Today's high should be somewhere around 22. We'll have sunny skies and wind chills between minus 2 and 8. Mostly clear this evening, a low of 10 degrees. Tomorrow should be another sunny day with high temperatures around 28. Next on KPR, we have some music for you from a French lutenist from the 1600s. A respected musician in the courts of both Louis XIV and Louis XV, music from one Robert de Vise, and a suite for two theorbos, which is a sort of large bass lute. The theorbos played here by performers Eric Belloc and Massimo Moscardo on Kansas Public Radio. In that recording, we heard Eric Belloc and Massimo Moscardo each playing a theorbo, a Renaissance-era Baroque and bass lute, with a suite by the French lutenist and composer Robert de Vise on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 10 minutes to go until our next NPR news update, with classical music till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Monday afternoon. You know, your $10 or $15 a month, that may seem small, but it makes a big difference. Your sustaining gift, combined with those of your fellow KPR members, all adds up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. It takes just a few minutes over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support of KPR. The time left in this noon hour, we have a performance by the Ulster Orchestra and conductor Bryden Thompson with a symphonic poem, one written in 1917 by the English composer Arnold Bax, which should be just right for a cold day such as this, because this music evokes the feel of a hot and windless midday in some woodland place of southern England. They call this summer music, next on KPR. The 1917 tone poem Summer Music by composer Arnold Bax, played by the Ulster Orchestra, led by Bryden Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for more music coming up after the news.
New Us every weekday morning.
Morning edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
We are news from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Here's some music from the composer Oscar Strauss, the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Alfred Walter with a piece called The Old Viennese Round Dance, here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR news as well as classical music. I'm Jeff Watson with some of the latter to share. The Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra awaits us in just a bit. We'll have our main performance for this hour, a quite fulsome violin concerto from English composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor in just about 15 minutes' time. Here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Tommy Johnson and friends for a night of music and cocktails. The show begins 7:30 p.m. on Friday. Tickets at maselliesonline.com. We'll spend a few minutes now with pianist Benjamin Frith and some keyboard music written by Felix Mendelssohn. First in the year of 1828, when he wrote a keyboard fantasy in F-sharp minor. This was before he had embarked on his European tour that took him throughout the Scottish countryside, a vacation that had inspired not only his Third Symphony, but several concert overtures as well. And it seems to have had an effect on this fantasy. After Mendelssohn's trip, he revised this keyboard fantasy somewhat to give it more of, I guess you could call, a Scottish flavor, which is why this is known as his Scottish Fantasy in F-sharp minor with pianist Benjamin Frith, next on KPR. At the piano, Benjamin Frith with a fantasy in F-sharp minor, the Scottish Fantasy, composed first in 1828 by Felix Mendelssohn, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:26 now. We'll have NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. We invite you to celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. It'll be on February 27th and 28th. It'll be a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, just visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we're ready for our main performance, and it's given vote to us by the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra. And the music is from a composer born in 1875, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, of English and African descent, an alumni of the Royal College of Music and one of the many students of composer Charles Villiers Stanford. He's a man who lived a tragically short life, passing away in 1912 at age 37 from pneumonia. Did not have time to give the world many musical gifts, but well, happy to play for you now. One of those gifts composed the year he passed away in 1912, his violin concerto in G minor. Michael Hankinson conducts the Johannesburg Philharmonic with violinist Philippe Graffin, next on KPR. The Violin Concerto in G minor, one of the final works of composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor from 1912. The Johannesburg Philharmonic, led by Michael Hankinson and violinist Philippe Graffin, with the performance here on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
LPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Budapest Symphony Orchestra, a few notes by Beethoven, and a march from his opera Fidelio, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson, and a little bit more classical music is in store for you. Between now and 3 p.m., the Huntington Trio has a short piece by Gustav Holst for flute, oboe, and cello, a terzetto to share later. Our main performance will be by the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France, and a beautiful tone poem called Summer Day on the Mountain from composer Vincent Dandy in just a little bit here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Onward now with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, with music from another French composer we know from tales of mythology, that you should never listen to the sirens, but we're going to break that rule. Next with the waltz from composer Emil Waldteufel called The Sirens. Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Emil Waldteufel, a waltz known as The Sirens, played by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, conducted by Alfred Walter, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 2:17. We have music from another French composer in just about 10 minutes' time when the Radio Philharmonic of France presents our main piece for the hour, Summer Day on the Mountain, by composer Vincent Dandy. That's in, as I say, just a short time here on KPR, classical music on Monday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org. Right now on the KU campus, it's 15 degrees. Chilly temperatures, albeit sunny skies for the next few days. High today expected around 21. Tonight should be clear with a low of 10, with winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow looks like it'll be a sunny day, and temperatures of about 28 expected for Tuesday. a little time spent next with the Huntington Trio, with some music in the form of a terzetto, a little trio for flute, oboe, and cello by Gustav Holst, next for you on KPR. A lighthearted bit of music there from Gustav Holst, a terzetto for flute, oboe, and cello, and a performance by the Huntington Trio, today on Kansas Public Radio. 2:27 now. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, with more classical music in store for us at 7 this evening, and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. All just ahead, all coming up today on Kansas Public Radio. Something else that's coming up around the corner, we invite you to celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. That'll be on February 27th and 28th. It'll be a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, just go to that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France, ready to bring us our next piece, the main piece, for this afternoon, and it's by French composer Vincent Dundy, who had a couple of so-called mountain pieces, symphonic poems inspired by mountain songs collected in the region of south-central France. This one, composed in 1905, they call Summer Day on the Mountain. Marikanovsky will lead the Radio Philharmonic of France next on Kansas Public Radio. Thus ends that 1905 symphonic poem by French composer Vincent Dundy called Summer Day on the Mountain, performed by the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France under conductor Marek Yanofsky here on KPR. And with that, it's just about 3 p.m., and up next is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music picks back up, an hour of music from 7 to 8 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, all tonight on KPR. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music. Hope you enjoyed something that you heard, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 10 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 28. It's 3 o'clock.